Like,
when you said you felt so happy you could die, I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and to make us still.
Hello everyone, this is Mallow Max and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It is 7:05. My show is even more highly recommended, full of music that I recommend even more highly than I did on my show, highly recommended, that I had when I was a student here at Tufts. That's all I have to say. Let's have some more music. Talk to you in about 10 minutes or so.
Thank you.
Well, I did promise that I would be back sooner or later. Hi, it is now 7:15. I am Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I started off the set with Gautier, somebody that I used to know. And it's funny because Gautier is someone that I used to know, which I always like. That's my favorite party trick, because I actually got to interview him in like 2019 for WMFO. So that was really exciting. And now I think on Tinder I have in my bio like, yeah, or like, you know, two truths and a lie. Like, one of them is, oh yeah, I met Gautier, but now he's just somebody that I used to know. And that's one of the truths. And it's a great pun. After that, we had Rexy with Running Out of Time, followed by Screaming Females with Glass House. And in the background now is Mahavishnu Orchestra with You Know, You Know. And I'm really excited about this next set of music. We've got a whole bunch of Japanese music that I can't pronounce the names of any of them. Actually, it's a couple of them. But it's a bunch of new releases that I am really, really, really excited about. So, coming up next, we're going to have a couple of songs off of Kikugaku Moyo's new album, Kumoyo Island. And this album, I know I said that it just came out. This came out on, I believe it was the 6th of May. So, a couple of days after my last radio show, otherwise I would have played some of it then as well. And these are some longer songs, but oh my god, they are so groovy. And they are coming to Boston, and they are playing on Saturday at the Royale. I'm going. I could not be more excited. I saw them in 2019. Everything happened in 2019. Yikes. Before the pandemic, yeah. The last time things happened, I saw them, and they put on a great show. Cool tour poster too. Just got it framed last week. Just, yeah, really, really cool band, really cool music. Could not be more excited. I've been looking forward to that concert for months, like this entire year just about. And then after that is another band who's coming to Boston eventually. They were supposed to come in April, but then had to cancel because of COVID precaution things. And that band is Otoboke Beaver, and they released their new album in the past, you know, week as well. And so I'm going to play a couple of songs off of there. It is a an LP, but it's, let's see, it's only 21 minutes, but it's got like 18 songs on it. And I would love to read the names for you. Next break, I'm going to read the names for you, because these are translated to English, and they are downright silly. And they're supposed to come in April, but they're going to come in October. And I have never seen them in concert, but I am so, so, so excited to. And then after that, there is... I don't know how I'm going to put that one on Spinatron, because the band's name is in Japanese, the song and the album are also in Japanese. So that one's just gonna be a mystery. I'll figure it out somehow. Yeah, and then we're gonna get into some mellow stuff after that to finish off the set. And yeah, I think that would take us right to the end of the hour. So that is the next 40 minutes laid out for you. Talk to you soon. Hi again, everyone. It is 7:34 now. And let's see. What did we just get through? We just heard Kigagaku Moyo with Monica, followed by Dancing Blue, both off of their brand new album, brand spanking new album. And then we heard Otoboke Beaver with Pardon? And I love just like the huh? Huh? That they do at the end of that song. I think it's just a nice touch. And then Nabe Party with Pocket Brothers, followed by Don't Call Me Mojo. And I wanted to read the names of their songs. So it starts off with I Am Not Maternal, followed by Yakitori, I Won't Dish Out Salads, Pardon, Nabe Party with Pocket Brothers, Leave Me Alone, No, Stay With Me, I Checked Your Cell Phone, I Put My Love to You in a Song, Don't Call Me Mojo, Where Did You Buy Such a Nice Watch You Are Wearing Now, George and Janice, First Class Side Guy, You're No Hero, Shut Up, F You, Man Whore, I Don't Want to Die Alone, Dirty Old Fart is Waiting for My Reaction, Do You Want Me to Send a DM? And Do You Want Me to Send a DM Part 2? And Let's Shopping After Show. And in the background, the song that I just talked over the entirety of was Clowncore with Infinite Realm of Incomprehensible Suffering off of their album Van. And I think that that's a totally appropriate name for that very pleasant song. And I also found out that this next song, I thought it was... it's actually in Chinese, not Japanese, but the artist name is definitely in Japanese. So I'll do some more research and see what's happening there. But here is this band.
Ah!
That last song, I honestly don't know what it translates to or how to say it in Japanese, but I can't even say the band's name, Ogre You A-Hole. Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs, and it's in Japanese, so considering how much Japanese music I played, I had to include it in today's playlist. Where'd we leave off? Oh yeah, that band with the Japanese name and the Chinese song. I figured out that their album translates to episode one, and that's all I got. After that, we had a Portuguese song from Ana Frango Elétrico, Say No Cinema, and then Ogre You A-Hole with the song that I love. And this is Yellow Magic Orchestra with Firecracker. It is just about 7:50. And my show's almost over. After this, we have mellow music, because my name is Mellow Max. And yeah, I think it's a good way to finish off the set. We went all over the place, had a bit more energy than we sometimes do, which was nice. I needed that. A little bit of a Wednesday recharge. And you know, this is a... I'm gonna tell a joke. It's really nice. I was thinking about oral histories and like how things change and adapt over time, and this is a joke that I was told in 2019, you know, the last time things happened. Oh no, actually this was in 2017, so well before things stopped happening, because of, you know, COVID and blah blah blah. Anyway, this is one of those jokes where I remember the punchline, and then I've needed to like rebuild it every single time I tell it, but I've told it a couple of times lately. People have tolerated me saying, I'm gonna run out of time to say it. Alright, so this guy inherits, or actually no, he purchases a zoo, and it's a really small zoo, they've been run down, he gets it for pretty cheap, but it still, you know, uses up all of his money, and he's like, alright, let's see, I gotta get some animals, let's get some birds, and he's thinking, alright, you know, I don't have any money, but there's a bunch of seagulls, nobody will miss a couple of them. So he goes to the beach, tries to catch some seagulls, and fails horribly. And, you know, so he's looking around, he's like, alright, how do I catch them? And then he notices, you know, the adults move pretty quickly, but the baby seagulls in the nests, they're not moving all that fast. So he scoops up a handful of baby seagulls, and he's on his way back to his zoo. Couple days go by and he's thinking, all right, now what? Luckily, he's reading through the newspaper's classified section, and the government put out a classified ad for zoos because they confiscated some rich people's lions. So he calls him up, he gets them, he's like, oh yeah, I have a zoo, I'm for real, yeah, I can take care of these lions. So he's got these government lions, he's got these baby seagulls, and next up he needs some fish. But fish are expensive. But luckily the person at the pet store says, you know, I have a friend who has these really, really evil dolphins. They are carnivorous, and they are just mean. They are demonic, even. And he'll give them to you for free. He's trying to get rid of them. He's been trying to get rid of them for years. They're awful. He's like, hey, free dolphins? Even better than fish. So, perfect. And, you know, so now it's opening day, and he realizes that, he hasn't fed the dolphins in a while. So he's looking at his birds, and they're not doing all that well, because you can't really take baby birds away from their mothers that soon. So, he's like, alright, I'll cut my losses, I'll feed my seagulls to the dolphins, and the only way to get there in time is if I tiptoe across the enclosure for the lions. Luckily, they're still doped up from when he got them from the government. And so he tiptoes across with his baby seagulls, and he gets to the other side, and there is a group of cops waiting for him, and they say, sir, you're under arrest, you have the right to remain silent. And he says, oh, what am I under arrest for? You know, this is my zoo, what am I doing wrong? And he says, sir, you're under arrest for the transportation of young gulls across state lines for deviant porpoises.
Our consultation is 10 to 4. Fear.